Hi, and welcome to KIOS at the Movies. I'm your host, Joshua LeBure. Today I'm joined by Genevieve Radosti to discuss our favorite physical media releases of the year. This is just mostly Genevieve's top three, but there will be a longer episode coming early next week. So let's start at your number three favorite physical media release of the year.
So number three for me is kind of a tie. It was a great year for Italian horror fans and people like me, Barbara Steele fans. So I have the Vinegar Syndrome release of The Horrible Dr. Hitchcock with Barbara Steele, which is very big Rebecca vibes. This one was on Blu-ray for a while from Olive Films, which is now a defunct label, unfortunately. So it was really nice that Vinegar Syndrome brought it back. So I was happy about that. So story-wise, I was really excited about this one, but like the fact that it got a physical media release, I was really happy about Severin Films doing a 4K of Castle of Blood, again with Barbara Steele. That one was in this Danza Macabra Volume 2 set of Italian Gothic movies, but after I bought the set, I think I got this for my birthday, they did release Castle of Blood separate. And the reason this one was a big deal to me is that it is the Italian uncut version on high def for the first time and actually available on home video, totally uncut, one language. A while back, Synapse Films released a DVD of it, but it was like part English, part Spanish. The quality was really but this looks really good from Severin Films. So thank you, Severin, for that.
I'll have to say my number three is a film from a filmmaker who I really love and I've loved for a long time. He has one of my favorite movies of the year, but it's a documentary I've never seen of his, and it's Spirit of 45. It's a film by Ken Loach, and it's kind of about the rise of the Labor Party in the 1940s, which led to the creation of, specifically with the creation of NHS and other things like that, which unfortunately over the years has been kind of chipped away at a lot of the progress that was made at the time, but it was still really beautiful to see. I mean, it kind of reminds me of here with the New Deal in the United States, how that was just such a huge moment for workers in the U.S., for working people essentially in the United States. But, you know, over the years with the rise of, specifically in the U.K. with Margaret Thatcher and with in the United States with Ronald Reagan, unfortunately, a lot of those wins in that era have been chipped away at. But fortunately for the U.K., they still have the NHS. Yeah, and this is put out by a Vinegar Syndrome partner label, The Film Desk. So yeah, what's your number two?
Number two, I went with the... This one has sold out already, so I'm sorry to anyone listening who wants to go snap it up, but the Second Sight Films 4K release of The Blair Witch Project.
That's also going to be tied for my number two.
Hey, yes. Found footage is one of my favorite subgenres. I really have a special place in my heart for it. It was a lot of my introduction to horror films was through, I'm going to age myself here because I'm a baby, but like Paranormal Activity and things like that. So Blair Witch has a special place in my heart. And this is the first time that it is seen the way the filmmakers intended, with its original elements scanned, because as you know, I think when they put it in theaters, they basically had to shoot the film again using a 35 millimeter camera so that they could send prints to theaters. So this is the first time that the 16 millimeter and high 8 elements were scanned and put on a disc. It is region B, so you got to have a region free player, which it's a good investment if you are collecting.
What's your number one?
My number one, I do not have with me right now because I'm hoping I get it for Christmas, but looking for Mr. Goodbar on 4K. That was a holy grail for me from the 70s, directed by Richard Brooks, starring Diane Keaton and Richard Gere, about a woman who tries to enjoy the sexual revolution and pays the price for it. It's a deeply troubling movie, but it has not been on home video since VHS. So I was shocked when I heard it announced from Vinegar Syndrome. I was so excited because even though it's an upsetting movie and I don't think its politics are really, I would say they're pretty regressive, you know, but I think it's a beautiful movie. I think the performances are amazing and it's really important in the history of film, in my opinion. but I am excited to see it restored in 4K for sure, because I think what's online tends to be old VHS rips, or like when it screens on Turner Classic Movies, they'll put that online. So I'm very excited to have my own copy.
A list of all the films discussed will be available at KIOS.org. For KIOS, I'm Joshua LeBure.